It is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Seacrest, along with Heather. Let's see, we can maybe we can work on everybody having a different name today. Heather.
Oh, that could be Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear is
Why
here.
Not? Sure.
Congratulations.
This would not be confusing at all.
Jennifer Hudson is here.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Along with Rosemary Clooney.
I got piped.
Where's Rosemary Clooney when we need her?
I'm not that old, Doug.
Yeah, and you can't sing either. So, two strikes again. No, oh, please, come on.
My regards to Broadway.
Heather has a headache, and you're not going to make it any better.
Still working on a pretty massive headache here, Roberta.
Let me sing to you then.
Give my regards to Broadway. Jennifer has the television report later on in this hour. And before you know it, Roberta Fasanelli and Rosemary Clooney are both going to bring us up to date with today's Queen of Cheap. We have some extraordinary resources here, do we not, Roberta?
Yes, yes, we do. You can save big, big bucks at Old Navy, and I'm going to tell you how, and also get free food from McDonald's if you want to go that way.
Right, that's what it's worth. You get what you pay for. What about the how did Old Navy get its name? Why is it called Old Navy? Why is it called New
there
Navy?
There was a Navy.
Or
and
Old
it was
Army.
Old. Yeah. And, you know.
E-I-E-I-O.
Well, but why does the Italian Navy have glass-bottom boats?
Why is that, Roberta?
To see the old Italian Navy.
Ah, very good. That's just pretty funny. All right, you want to have a little laughter, a little more laughter at 10 after? How many in favor of that? Raise your hands, please.
Me.
All right, so we'll get at that laughter at 10 after right after this on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. All right, let's get to some laughter at 10 after. Roberta, Jennifer, and Heather are here. The American Medical Association weighing in on the new health care package, or at least the revived discussion of it, because we've had a lot of this, right, in the last month or two, with the Supreme Court ruling coming down in June. So I thought maybe you'd like to know what some specialists from the medical community are saying about the new health care package. Everybody ready for this?
Ready, yes.
The allergists in favor of scratching it, but the dermatologists advise not to make any rash moves.
Oh.
Gastroenterologists had sort of a gut feeling about it, but the neurologists thought the administration had a lot of nerve. Meanwhile, obstetricians felt certain everybody was laboring under a misconception, while the ophthalmologists considered the idea short-sighted. Pathologist yelled over my dead body, why the pediatrician said, grow up. The psychiatrist thought the whole idea was madness, while the radiologist could see right through it. All right, so that's the way that shapes up. Roberta brings us the Queen of Sheep in a moment here on Good Day.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
All right, so Roberta's going to give us today's Queen of Cheap report with some neat deals. Always neat. We like the neat deals, Roberta.
Oh, neat deals. Well, neat deals from Shutterfly, 40% off all photo books. I love these photo books. It's only good through the 8th. So this is great for the summer vacation pictures you may have taken this year. Go to Shutterfly, and you get 40% off, and you have a nice little book to show everybody. Bath & Body Works, if you love them, you can get 20% off your purchase, plus buy three, get two free deals. So plus you get free shipping if you spend a certain amount of money. I think it's around $50. But it's a great deal from Bath & Body Works if you want to stock up. Think now for Christmas presents, folks.
Oh,
Old Navy, this is fabulous. It's all month long through the month of August. You get $10 for every $25 you spend. Now, there's a cap of $30 per day. So in other words, if you want this free cash from them, you got to spend $75 a day, and then you get $30 cash, super cash back that you can spend later on. But you can spend $75 every day and get $30 every day. So depending on what you're buying, you could score really big bucks at Old Navy with this deal. And if you've signed up for my Coke Rewards, you're going to find out that you can get free spicy chicken McBites, and you don't have to use any of your points. And, in fact, you can just go there and sign up for my Coke Rewards. It's a free program, and you can get the coupon for your free chicken McBites from McDonald's. So all of these great deals and lots, lots more at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com. So go and check them out.
Check it out at DougStephan.com. I think there's an echo in here. Literally and figuratively, I think Roberta just said that. Yes. So here's the report from the Men Behaving Badly Department. A couple of things today. Professor at California University. And I think I kind of understand this. His name is Rainer Klaus Reinscheid. He's an associate professor of pharmaceutical science at University
and
of California.
And a German, I'm going to venture to say.
At Irvine. He's been arrested after police found email details of a plan to blow up a high school and kill students and administrators.
What?
His 14-year-old son committed suicide this spring. School officials confirmed his suicide came after he was disciplined for stealing. Students speculating his suicide was related to his being bullied. So the professor hatched a plot after his son's death to blow up the school and to kill some students and administrators. He faces 12 years in prison. So, men
wow.
behaving. I don't know. What do you say after that? The bullying thing. Somebody. I can understand the rage.
When did we stop being able to take the bullying thing? Because I don't think bullying is new. The only thing that's new about bullying is that it can follow you home with the cyber.
Well,
aspect of
what's
things.
New about it is that the news media, this has become another media fiasco, the same as the media being involved, the news media being involved in everything that anybody does. Plus, you can find out anything you want to about anybody online. No privacy anymore. So, you know, and it just all of it gets under the scrutiny of the bright lights. Everything gets magnified to beyond its reasonable proportions. The story about J-Lo and her boyfriend and the gay sex club. how out of touch are we in that?
It's like, I don't even want to know that about them, you know?
I don't want to know it about, but yet it's everywhere. So they were seen leaving a gay sex club.
But they said it's a lie. They're denying it.
Well, even if it isn't a lie, who cares? Why is it important for Fred Willard to be prosecuted because of what he did in the theater? Again, how does that affect you? The things that we talk about here, I'd like to think,
that stuff is not
for the most part, affect you one way or another. And the things that we talk about, either we have some fun with, or you get a lift from it. You know, every once in a while you start thinking, ooh, that's not so cool. Or you worry about things. But why do we need to know that Macaulay Culkin is addicted to heroin? Mm-hmm. And why do we need to know that Janet Jackson slapped Paris? I'm happy that the warrant issued against you, we talked about this yesterday, Cuba Gooding supposedly was being arrested because he pushed some girl in a bar. Mm-hmm. And
the bartender, after she kicked him out.
Right. And then apparently that wasn't the case. The restaurant has decided not to press charges. But these people blow everything out of proportion. Everybody's got a bitch. Everybody's got a gripe. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody wants to get somebody for something. I'm angry at you for blah, 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 blah.
And what we forget is it mars people's reputation in their lives. I mean, with Fred Willard, great actor, his career's over.
Yeah, everything's over for him. He used bad judgment by going into the theater. Apparently, he didn't know that the police were in there. Why are the police in there? What goes on in one of those theaters? What do you think goes on in one of those theaters? All right, anyway, I wanted to give Heather something good to think about because she's got a bad headache.
Nothing on my mind. And right. It did, yes.
All right, so here we go. This is an email from one of your new fans, David Anderson, listens in El Paso, talks about the value of listening to this program every day for an hour and a half as he drives to work. Good Lord. Imagine how far
what
does he
commute.
Have to go?
Yeah.
Especially down there on the roads at Texas wide open spaces. Guy's got to be driving 80 miles or more a day to work.
I bet he did 0 to 60 in a few seconds.
Nice job, Jennifer. Anyway, he likes listening to Jennifer and Heather because they both have beautiful laughs.
Well, duh. Aww.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, here we have laughs from Jennifer and Heather.
We
Jennifer,
can't play this game. They have to be
natural.
Genuine.
Okay, then let's go back to
Give me something funny.
AMA is saying about the healthcare plan. Surgeons decided to wash their hands of the whole thing, and the internists claim it would need to be a bitter pill to swallow. It would be a bitter.
Give me something funny.
The plastic surgeons opined this proposal would put a whole new face on the matter. Now, come on, that's funny.
Ha ha.
The podiatrists thought it was a step forward, but the urologists were.
That's probably the funniest part.
Peed off at the whole idea. Anesthesiologists thought the whole idea was a gas, and the cardiologist didn't have the heart to say no. At the end, the proctologist won out, leaving the entire decision up to the blank, blank holes in Washington.
Oh.
All right, so there's a good little one. There it is!
Anytime you can stick it to D.C., we like it.
That's true. Stick it to the, well, that was the poll yesterday, and you followed it on Twitter and Facebook. Students being paid to go to summer school, 54% said it was a terrible idea, giving children the wrong idea, the wrong reason for going to school. And it is. Today's poll at DougStephan.com, how much time do you spend watching the Olympics or doing other personal stuff online? That is there. The Olympics in general have, other than the fact that the medals and what's related to them are taxed by the IRS. I think maybe that's with you. That may get me involved in the Olympics now that I found that out, Jennifer. That's just over the top, taxing these kids for the value of their medals. Aye. 21, this is America. What do we need to fix? Where do we start? 21 after on Good Day.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The day today at DougStephan.com, the London mayor, who's actually, this is a good 2020 News Quiz question. What's the name of the mayor of London? 800-510-8255. He was expressing his support for the British Olympians.
Mm-hmm.
He took to a zip line, waving British flags and cheering until he got stuck.
Uh-oh.
In the zip line. And so this video.
Party foul.
Yes. This video rather well demonstrates what he went through. So you want to check that out. And by the way, you participate in our 2020 news quiz.
You know, it's pretty sad.
What's sad?
I have to admit, I didn't know they had one.
Really?
No, I didn't.
You don't know they had a zip line?
A mayor?
I didn't know they had that either.
Oh, a mayor?
You know, I just never thought of London as having a mayor. I mean, they've got the parliament, they've got the queen. I figured, what else do they need?
Washington has a mayor. Pretty incompetent, but he has a mayor.
Inconsistent.
Yeah, right, exactly. Is he the one that came up with the idea to pay summer school students? Is that the mayor or is somebody on the school board? Where did that idea come from? Anybody know? 800-510-8255.
Probably the kids.
The kids are like, huh.
Yeah, very pretty. So, anyway, the mayor of London, identify him, give us a name, you get a swell prize. 800-510-8255. There is a, we were talking earlier, before you got here, Heather, about what people are paying for interest rates. Excuse me, the Fed says they're going to keep the interest rates where they are because the economy's not good.
Because nobody can get a mortgage
nobody
now.
Nobody can get a mortgage anyway. So on the other side of that coin, there are stories that are coming out everywhere. The story of Patsy Campbell, who fought foreclosure for 25 years.
Did she fight foreclosure or she fought foreclosure?
She fought foreclosure.
Okay.
I heard this story a little while ago, and so I decided to dig around and get a little bit more information because this story sort of floated to the surface, and then nobody really knew what went on. This woman's 71 years old, retired insurance salesperson. She had a 2.5-story little middle-class home, Central Florida. She made her last mortgage payment in October of 1985. She'd been able to keep her home protected by a pit bull. Say it again, Doug. A pit bull named Dodger.
Really?
And a gun, which she pointed at people when they came to her home. She says, "You're not taking my home. I intend to stay in this house and maintain it as my residence until I die."
That's kind of hot.
She, the foreclosure started 2 marriages ago, 3 recessions ago, and 4 presidents ago. She has 7 great-grandchildren now, and she could have sold the house, and apparently she tried to, but she can't, you know, when the mortgage isn't discharged, she can't sell the house. So she decided to stay there, and at the moment she owes $203,000.
So she really was standing with a gun, telling
she has a gun
and a
pit bull. Dog.
And, I love it.
Yeah, and that's how she keeps the people. The postman brings her certified letters. "I'll shoot you if you come on this property." And the police apparently are not paying any attention to her. They probably send the SWAT team down under other circumstances.
I'm just saying, Doug, maybe you should think about this story a little bit.
Yeah, right. Get a pit bull.
Get Charlotte out there.
Right. Charlotte will chase him away. It's really amazing. The greatest thing about what we have going for us here is the great stories about very interesting people, and that's a pretty interesting story. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works 2 ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits, and they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So it's 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Heather Bachman and Jennifer Horn. We've dispatched Roberta to, actually, she's doing traffic duty in London today.
She's on assignment, Doug.
Yeah, she's on assignment. We just told her to go stand in the traffic in London and see what happens. That's
chase the parked car or
something. Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so Heather and... And Roberta, Heather,
and Jennifer.
Heather and
what's
Jennifer.
Oh, what's her name?
Yeah. The essence of the silly stuff, the sometimes stupid things that are here. Sometimes we have serious discussions, but people just like it because we are who we are. We am's what
we're
we
real.
Am's. The real
we're
McCoy.
Authentic.
Yes. And so we sort of match that with some of the people who are authentic that have comments to make that we find interesting on Twitter and Facebook. That's Jennifer's job before she does a television report here. Time to check in with social media and what people are saying who are following the Good Day social media path. Jennifer?
Well, we are following the story about the Olympic athletes being taxed for the medals that they win. And we asked if you think that should be what happens, because, you know, God love our government. And so far, everybody says pretty much no. Alex says no. Ken said, LOL. He thinks that's a funny one. Renee said, our government can be really stupid. No wonder kids have to be paid to go to school. Mike said no, and Tim said no one should be taxed. Now, trending right now at Yahoo, some interesting stuff. Number one is the Texas election results. There was an upset with the Tea Party candidate there. Number two trending topic, Forbes has released their top colleges list. You can check that out. Number three is Shane Victorino, because he's now a Dodger, Dougie. Who knew? Got traded by the Phillies. Number four is Yi Shuin. Shuin? He is a Chinese Olympic competitor who's only 16 years old.
Really? What is his what's his
medal.
Sport?
What is his sport?
Let's he got a see. Gold medal?
Oh, he's a swimmer, yeah.
Really?
Unbelievable swim.
A fast
he's
one,
got it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then trending number five at Yahoo, mystery roller coaster. And so I had to click through to see what that was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I don't know if you've seen this picture, Kim Jong-un, Mr. Newlywed from North Korea, he was shown riding a roller coaster, and sitting right next to him is this goofy white guy with a smile on his face. So everybody's been going on social media trying to figure out who this guy is. And they're calling it the mystery roller coaster rider. Well, it turns out somebody finally figured it out. This is a British diplomat from the embassy in North Korea. And his name is Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones.
Yeah. I'm not making this up. It's hysterical.
Somebody is.
This is actually a famous guy now because his picture's next to Kim Jong-un all over the place.
Did you know who Barnaby Jones originally was?
The TV show, right?
Yeah. Buddy Ebsen played a detective named Barnaby Jones.
Yep. And apparently, he's also a British diplomat in New York. And then just because I never go past number six on trending, but I have to tell you, Matt Damon's trending also this morning.
Why?
Because he has been cast in this movie with Michael Douglas and to play Liberace, the HBO film.
Oh.
And apparently they're going to be quite intimate with each other.
Really?
Michael
Douglas is Liberace.
Yes.
And he had a boyfriend.
And Matt Damon
is playing the boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, he's getting the better end of the stick, mm-hmm. by the way. Yeah.
Yep. Better say what again?
Guess who's getting the better end of the stick in that relationship?
Yeah, exactly.
We better move on, thank you.
No, I didn't mean it like that, Dirty Bird. I mean like Michael Douglas, you know, is not quite
Michael
as attractive
Douglas
as
is,
Matt Damon.
No, but Michael Douglas is actually very sick.
Is he?
Has, the stuff's come back again, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
It has come back? I haven't heard that.
Yeah. Well,
how'd you hear that?
You're not listening. What is this? Yeah. 20 questions?
Where'd you get your info?
I have my sources. You're not my only source for garbage. Understand?
I should be.
I went to high school with Maddie.
And?
Yeah, and we were both very big in drama, obviously,
really?
For him.
Uh-huh.
And
what happened to you ended up here?
Exactly. And here I am. It's just drama differently. But he was very pleased with when we were auditioning for, I can't remember what it was. It might have been Guys and Dolls. We had to run across the stage,
really?
Embrace and kiss.
Really?
Did you get to kiss him?
Do you have bad breath?
I did. No,
you kissed Matt Damon, Heather?
Yes, I have. So what?
Shut
whatever.
The front door.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did you ever meet his friend, Ben? Because that's who. We could double
date. Yeah. I was friends with, I was in a very small program within a public school. Maddie was there. He was a year behind me. Maddie. Hmm. And his older brother, Kip, was a year ahead of me. So that's how I first knew Matt was before he was even
And what did
up
you
in
think was going to come from his interest in theater at that point?
He always had so much talent. Uh-huh. Singing also.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Huh. Always very, very talented. Well,
hold on. I just tripped over all these names you've been dropping.
I know. And then, let me see. First boyfriend, Max Casella. Now known as Max Casella. He was on Doogie Howser, M.D. He was Doogie's best
That's
friend.
That's right.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like
Tracy Bingham. Now. Tracy Bingham.
Baywatch,
she was
Tracy
on Baywatch.
Bingham?
Yes. Known her since the fifth grade.
But see where you ended up?
And look at me now.
Look where you are.
Look at me now.
Now you get to hang out every day with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horne.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
All right, it's time for us to get before it gets to be 20 before the hour. And look at these flies all over the place.
Don't hit them near me.
Let me hear.
No,
come on, swat that.
Wait a minute. No.
Oh. A little lower next time.
That's why the continuing themes are drama this year, brought to you by Edgar not getting rid of the flies in time. All right, so anyway, the mayor of London, I've asked for his identity as we talk about the Olympics, et cetera, and John thinks he can identify him. John's in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. John, welcome to Good Day. How are you, sir?
How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? You sound like Michael. How are you doing? Doing okay, thanks very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing all right.
All right, that's good.
Doing all right.
Notice he stopped. He was going to say, I'm doing good, but he knew better from hearing me criticize, right? Am I right or not?
That's right.
You're about to say I'm doing good. See?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, but you thought better of it. Good for you, sir.
Thank
You're
God.
Learning. That's fine.
I'm sure that lesson again, I might have to kill a fly.
Right.
You get one of those electronic fly swatters. And
those are the best things on the planet,
Olympic
by
fly
the way.
Swatting.
I think I'm going to put some fly tape in here, although it looks so gross when they all have flies. And you still see as many
Don't get
flies.
Fly tape. Get the electronic swatter. You would love it. It goes like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, then you can
Is
watch
that like the
flies
mosquito
spin?
Thing? It's the same as
they
the
They could
mosquito.
Do like Olympic
thing.
Fly swatting around there. You know?
That's nice. A very good idea.
So all then right. During the show, instead of hearing, we'll hear.
Oh, yeah, sound effects for the show and everything.
Well, that's what when you put those things outside for the mosquitoes, that's what happens. They zap them. They call it a zapper.
And they're a tasty treat. It's the quickest cooking.
They're crunchy.
Thank you, Roberta.
Make a soup.
You can roll ice cream.
All right, yeah. Don't get carried away there, John. All right, what's the name of the mayor of London?
Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson is his name. Doesn't that sound like a real British
Russian
name?
Boris.
Boris. Yeah. Yeah.
Boris. Yeah. Have a swat of tea.
Tell him Boris sent you. So, Boris Johnson, are you interested in the Olympics, John, at all?
Not really.
No. All right. So, should I spend a moment talking about why it seems difficult for Americans to get tickets to go see the Olympics? Would you
sure.
like to hear that story? Hold on just a second, and we're going to take care of you with a swell prize. There are lots of tickets. One of the fiascos since the Olympics began is all the empty seats. Apparently, a lot of corporate sponsorships, but nobody going over to England because it's so expensive. So they bought the seats to support the Olympics, but they're not going to England because it's too expensive to find a hotel. It's too expensive to fly there. So there are thousands of seats every day that are going either back for sale or they're being given away because they want people to fill the empty seats. So you'd think that getting one of these tickets would be fairly easy.
No.
New, especially if you are an American. Apparently, you're out of luck completely, and that isn't sitting well with many of the fans of our Olympians trying to catch some of the action. The reason is pretty difficult to understand. Let me see if I can try this out. Anybody with a U.S. address can't go through the official Olympics ticketing process. That's reserved for U.K. and European Union dwellers. Instead, Americans are being routed through CoSport, which is the reseller of the London Organizing Committee of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Whew. Once tickets, you fill out the online forms, start selecting from available events, purchase tickets, and get the address of where to go for the will calls, because they have a special place for the will calls
will
in
call
London.
Box. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, available tickets for any of the events between now and the end of the games netted zero results for Americans. You have to put in what your nationality is when you request a ticket. If you do get one, you'll pay $450 to $650 for a seat to see swimming, for example.
For a seat they can't fill.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they have a way, the easy way of getting your tickets is for the UK and everybody else except America.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cool, huh?
Yeah.
And they wanted to bring tourism. They wanted to encourage tourism.
Is this like going back to the Mayflower thing, or are they just still mad we left? I mean, what's this all about?
The British have a love-hate thing for Americans and vice versa. I happen to love the Brits. I love going to England, and I find it to be a very safe...
There's a fly that just keeps flying on his mouth
nose.
And his nose.
Ew. You know where that fly's been?
It's hard
Everybody
not to
says
be distracted
that.
With that.
I don't know where the fly has been. How do I
it
know?
It has been on
is.
A big steaming pile of that cow poop sitting
How
outside
do you know?
Your door. Because that's what cows like. I mean, right. Flies like.
Flies like it.
Flies like
it. Yeah, da-da. So the television report, I think I'm distracted enough here. The television report, I just want to do a big boo for the Olympics. I think the Olympics this year has just, the whole thing
blah.
Is a big blah.
Blah.
It's just a big, it's too much hype, too much. Everything is too much about it. And there's not anything really that's... We don't know any of the... Other than Michael Phelps, whose name do you know? And the lady who's...
Ryan Lochte.
Okay. And the woman, Missy Franklin.
Missy Bay Trainer.
That's it. Who's she?
Who's the runner?
The volleyball
the virgin runner. I like her.
Lola something,
There
right?
we go. Yep. We know her
Lola.
Now.
Yeah, okay. Lola. So we know her. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know her because she's a good runner. We know her because she's a virgin.
Yeah, because they put it out there. But, you know, and I think...
Why do you think she had to start running?
I think Rich touched on this before. They hype up because we don't know any of the athletes. And so they hype them up. Any drama story that they can find, they put out there so that we'll then watch it because, you know, something to root for. But I don't think it's worked out this year.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't worked out at all. Although Jennifer's going to tell us about the ratings for the Olympics in just a moment. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating the knees for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
So Jennifer, lacking the television theme that we normally have.
There were 57 channels and nothing on. 57. Okay. CBS, I'll tell you what's not on the air. CBS has come out and said that the show 3, which they launched a few weeks ago, it's about following three women searching for love, has been, it's a zero.
It was
done,
ridiculous.
Canceled.
It was awful.
Did you watch it?
I saw a bit of it the other night, and I thought, this is just another one of those stupid dating shows. It goes nowhere with nobody that you know. The appeal of a good television program is the same as the appeal of a good radio program. The people who are on the air you can identify with, you like them.
Right.
You like the
right.
roles they're playing. You enjoy, because I like Person of Interest, for example. That's a show that has captured my attention. It's more, I would go out of my way more than any other show to see that show, because the role played by the two leads is very compelling. They're very likable. Actually, the three, the lady who's the police officer. Well, there's four.
I'm going to check it out.
It's a very, very intriguing program. And all the people that are playing those roles seem to be likable. And that's what you look for, I think. Something that you're going to like or identify with. And these shows, these bachelorette shows, you're laughing, but
who
cares? Nobody cares. You can't.
I actually watched the show.
Who cares?
Here's what I don't like, though. If CBS committed to put this show on the air, they need to finish it, because there were still 2 million people that want to know if these people found love or not. Mm. I think it's rude that they're cutting it off midway through.
So tell them to watch it.
Or at least put it online or something so you can see the results.
They'll probably show up on some other dating show, and you can find out what happens to them there.
Yeah, these three. One was a widow. The other was like a career woman who couldn't let herself love, and then the other one was a very Christian woman who had a lot of hard living, but then she found the Lord again, and so she was trying to find a nice man to go to.
America's Next Top Model, another one of these TV.
Oh, I do love
that.
Why?
See, I can watch.
Who do you know,
like,
other than Tyra Banks, who hosts? But who do you know?
You don't. It's fun.
What do you mean? I love America's Next Top Model.
I can do like a marathon on a Saturday.
Yeah. And I practice my smize in front of the mirror all the time.
Yeah. You guys need to get a life.
Smizing at you. Okay. AMC is doing a little negotiation with Mad Men stars. January Jones, Vincent Kartheiser.
Loved Your Mother. What was that show?
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother. No, the other show that Ed O'Neill's in. What's the
Modern
name?
Family.
They have the Modern Family disease.
Well, a little bit. These guys were actually out of contract, so they needed to get a new one. But January Jones has signed Vincent Kartheiser, and Elizabeth Moss has signed. Christina Hendricks is still in negotiations. John Hamm is signed through next year, so that's good. He got a 3-year deal a while back, so good for him. So that show all looks like it's going to come back in October. That's when they start production. HBO's announced that the sophomore season of Girls and Enlightened will return in January. Both shows are coming back for 10 episodes, and should air on Sunday nights. A little programming note, the TV One Network is extending its tribute to Sherman Helmsley, the star of The Jeffersons. You can catch back-to-back episodes of Amen this Friday from 8 to 11. Melanie Griffith has a new job. She was cast in multiple episodes for the third season of Raising Hope on the Fox Network.
Isn't she divorcing Antonio Banderas?
They're not officially getting divorced. They're just having some issues. Yeah,
really?
Her mom, actually, Tippi Hedren, was also on the show, which is kind of funny. So both of them will be on together are working together. Former Will and Grace star Sean Hayes is joining NBC's comedy Up All Night with Christina Applegate. Really cute show. And Maya Rudolph also on tap for that show. Maya Rudolph's character Ava will no longer have that Oprah-like TV show. She's going to go back to a music career, and that's where Sean Hayes will come into the mix.
Boy, that's exciting.
Thanks what? It is.
Oh, yeah, big time. 51 past
like
on Good Day.
I don't like
boring.
It.
Yeah.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After the hour. We all know that song. It's the Money Pit. Jennifer is actually not a good singer, but Heather is. Heather, you want to? You said you were a good singer.
Give her a shot.
You want to try the Money Pit theme song? Here we go. All right, Michael, crank it up. Wait a minute. Where is it? The Money Pit.
No. Where is it?
You only get one Money Pit.
That's it?
We don't go. There you go.
Oh, we missed it.
All right, go ahead.
I'm gonna rehearse. No, come back to me next time.
Really?
I'm taking this seriously.
Nice. All right. 54 past, good, because none of us are taking it seriously. 54 past the hour. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the record-setting Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on a lot of great radio stations around the country. Aren't you on Sirius, too?
Sirius XM as well. That's right.
Yeah, right.
And
exactly.
My podcast.
All right, so I have a person who has sent me a specific question to ask you.
All righty.
This person wants to know how to cut PVC pipe on the fly. What is it that you would do if you have a hacksaw?
Yeah, why not just use a hacksaw? Yeah.
Well, if you don't have a hacksaw, what do you do? Or is there something?
Well, you either have to have a hacksaw or you have to have a power saw. Now, if you cut it, if you're setting up to do a lot of this, you would probably use something like a power miter box, but you'd use either a blade specifically designed for PVC or in a pinch you could use a plywood blade because it has a lot of teeth. And PVC is actually pretty soft compared to wood, so it would cut nicely.
Yeah. All right. So use and you could probably just use a regular handsaw, any number of things.
You probably could use a handsaw,
you could use
too,
a pipe cutter.
Or you could use a pipe
about
cutter.
That. No, I don't know about
what?
That.
A pipe
because
cutter
that
for
would
metal?
Probably crush it. No, that would probably crush it.
Really?
I would think so, Doug, because it's going to like sort of mar and sort of just gouge its way through. So I wouldn't use a pipe cutter.
I would have thought that it would, if you didn't apply too much pressure, it would cut through fairly well.
But you know what? If you got a pipe cutter, you're going to have a handsaw. So you're just doing them on the fly. So come on.
Let's hope so.
Or you can use a knife. Sharp knife, razor blade, something like that probably could do it.
Yeah. How about a couple of rocks?
There we go. Smash it. Record-setting summer for bugs. You have been blogging about how to deal with bugs. I have flies like you wouldn't believe here, but there are other bugs around because we didn't have a cold winter, and it's dry. When there is dryness, it seems to, at least flies, seem to thrive in dryness. So what do you recommend for people on your blog if you would share with us? It would be great.
Sure. You know, the approach that you want to take is one that's known in the business as the integrated pest management approach, which basically means make it as uncomfortable for the bugs.
It sounds like a very expensive way.
No, actually not. It's not. It's just kind of using everything to your advantage. So, for example, standing water, a big enemy of mosquitoes. You know, you don't want to have standing water around because if you have puddles of water, you're going to have mosquito nests. So where do you have standing water around your house? Now, people look around the yard and go, well, I ain't got no standing water. Well, what about those clogged gutters overhead?
Yeah.
You know, those are like mosquito breeding grounds, and they sit saturated with water. It only takes about 7 days for mosquitoes to hatch. So replace, clean the gutters, you know, get rid of the bird baths, get rid of the wheelbarrows that might be sticking around and holding water, do things like that. You know, tune up the screens on the windows and the doors. You know, use common sense to try to avoid exposure to those mosquitoes, and you'll be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. The mosquitoes. What about the zappers? We were talking earlier about fly zappers and bug zappers in general. How effective are they really, or fly paper or whatever?
Well, I've never seen the electronic zappers be very effective, and then most experts will tell you that they kill the beneficial insects as well as the annoying insects. So I don't think that the zappers or the ultrasonics and all of that stuff have ever been proven to work very well. I got to say, though, I have been tempted to put some of those fly strips around my house because we've had some of those flies that just seem to not want to go away, and they're really fast.
Fast moving.
They're really fast moving. That's right. Hard to catch.
Yeah. All right. So here's a letter from Sandra, who has a 1972 ranch-style home, noticed some wood particles that look like sawdust. Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
She wants to know whether they're coming from a breather hole in a strip of wood. It sounds to me like that could be something else, right?
It's just they're coming in the breather holes in the strip of wood to which the gutter is attached. Uh-huh. So, okay, so first the good news, Sandra, it's not termites.
Oh.
Then the bad news, it's carpenter bees.
Oh! Perfect.
And plus, wood doesn't have breather holes. Those are holes that are actually drilled in by the carpenter bees. They actually are pretty industrious. They'll drill 3/8-inch diameter holes completely vertical up into that trim board, and then they'll turn and go with the grain and nest back into the wood that way. Those holes are carpenter bees, and you need to spray into those holes to kill those carpenter bees. Or I'll tell you what I did. I replaced that wood behind the gutter, since it's so tender for those bees, with a composite wood called Azek. It's a PVC extruded piece that the bees cannot eat.
Right. All right. Good advice. Thank you for your interest. Send email to tom@moneypit.com or doug@dougstefan.com. 59 after on Good Day.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.